Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, first announced by the Father into the womb of the Blessed Mother. And now, I am the living bread come down from heaven to this altar and into your hearts." That's what's going on here. That's what we're celebrating. I am the living bread come down from heaven, right here to this altar. The same Christ announced into the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary comes to this altar. And then into your heart, the body of Christ. That's what we're celebrating today. This is how he designed it. This is how he created it. Now, in the Bible, also, if we take a look at that, there are two fundamental dispositions, if you will. There's the disposition of the old man, Adam, the old woman, Eve, and that's contrasted with the dispositions of the new man, the new Adam in Christ, crucified upon the cross, and of course, the new Eve, who is the Blessed Virgin Mary, both of whom share this common disposition of surrender to the will of God, to the will of the Father. They surrender, they open to the will of the Father. I know on the cross we feel kind of put off by the degree of sensible pain and suffering that's going on there and the difficulty of that. But what we also envision upon the cross and behold is Jesus fulfilling the will of the Father even as he's suffering so terribly. Now see, we don't tend to do that. We reach for other alternatives than the will of the Father when we start to suffer. We're looking for other solutions besides the will of the Father. And see, this is why he's the new man. He went to his death in obedience to the Father's will. And you might say, well, what kind of God would ask that of his own son? Our God would. Because, you see, when Jesus went down into the pit of death, it wasn't for himself, it was for us. We were in the pit. And what the Father wanted his son to do was to go down into the pit and retrieve us from it. And that's exactly what he did. And it's not even that the Father willed that and the son went reluctantly. It's rather that the Father willed it, and so did the son. And he went headfirst into the pit of death, where we all were dwelling at one time, and he pulled us out. And thank God he did, because that's the beginning of the new man and the new woman. That is the beginning of the new creation that we now have been delivered from death. One of my favorite sayings comes from a Easter homily from St. John Chrysostom. He puts it so well. Death on the cross swallowed a man and found God. Now that is the worst case of indigestion ever to exist on the face of this earth. There's no medicine on any pharmaceutical store anywhere in the world that would be a remedy for death with God in its belly, because that is total destruction from the inside, because you can't kill God. But rather, death was destroyed. We went free. That's the will of the Father. And Jesus said yes to that. He opened to all of that, even though it meant going headfirst into the pit of death to get us back. Now see, what we tend to do when we start to suffer, especially and experience difficulty, is we tend to pull back. We pull back. And what starts to happen at that moment is we start to take what we want instead of receiving all that's being given. We take what we want. And that's the old man and the old woman. The old man and the old woman take. You get the gesture here in the Bible. This is Adam and Eve taking what isn't being given. There it is. There's the gesture. They're taking what isn't being given to themselves. If you are going to live in that mode, then you will die in that mode, and that'll be the end of it. That's the old man, the old woman, taking. Now, we've known, all of us, I know, I don't have to give you empirical evidence of that. You've met people like this. They're on the take. They just take from you, and that's what they want to do. They take what they get, and then they run off, and they're on to the next one, okay? And we've perhaps even been hurt by people like that before. That's the old man, and that's the old woman. What Jesus has come to be for us and to help us get into is the new man, the new woman. And what we see on the cross is he's given in body, blood, soul, and divinity, so that we, uniting with him, will become given as gift instead of on the take. We receive what is being given. We accept the will of the Father. We accept the will of God in our lives and say yes. And it might seem to be a more difficult way when you look at the cross, but I'm telling you right now, from the solutions I've seen as an alternative to the will of God, they don't look any better. The solutions we devise to deal with our suffering and pain and difficulties, they're as miserable as dying on the cross. So you can either die by yourself, or you can die with Christ. The one leads to life, the other to death. The one is the new man, risen in Christ, who defeated death. The other is the old man, the old woman. Now, one of the ways that this transition takes place a lot of times is we end up saying, we do, and we've done this. I've done this. I'm sure you've done this. At times, we do. We start to take back the offer, and we start taking what is not being given. One of the more, I've run across it down here quite a bit, is give me Jesus, you can keep the organized religion. Give me Jesus, you can keep the organized religion. Well, that's kind of like going into the manger scene in Bethlehem, and there's Joseph and Mary, and Jesus is in the manger, and you say, I'll take Jesus, but you know, Mary, the Catholics, they worship you, and Joseph, you're pretty insignificant. You can stay out of this picture. You know what? I don't even think he should have been born in a stable. It's better if we put him in a palace. And we start making our own religion. We start making our own. We take what we want, and we leave the rest. But see, there's no religion you will ever devise for yourself that will ever save you. Because you're a human being, and so am I. As human beings, we don't have the power to devise a religion that will save us. It's impossible, because we're human beings. And that's why have it your way will never work to save you. It's impossible. Have it your way will never save you. It can't save you. And it won't save you. Because we can't create a religion that will save us. We haven't the power. Now, the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ, does have that power, and he did. He founded and instituted the Catholic Church, with the Holy Father, the bishops, the priests, this whole organization, you know, that they call organized religion. And yes, he was born in a manger, and there's the Blessed Mother, there's Saint Joseph. And look at the Catholic Church. There's so many fallen, weak human beings within it. No, thank you. I wouldn't want to be like one of them. Until you discover, guess what? You are one of them. Last time I checked, I woke up this morning, I too was a sinner. And I don't mean to hurt anyone's self-image here, but every one of us here in this church has failed at love, and that's the definition of sin. Now, can we learn to love people that are weak, who fail at love, sometimes hurt us? Well, that's the new man. That's what he's doing. It's not like Jesus came among us and said, oh, look at this group of people. They're performing so well and they're doing so good. I got to jump in there and help them out so I can preserve their goodwill. And we were a mess when he came among us. And he still came. He still came. That's what we're after. That's what we're after. The perfection of love. And you put that on a spectrum, like from, let's say, conception to death. That's what you do. You don't just sort of one and done that. And it's something that we receive, this love, that empowers us to go out and do and be like him. He attempts to unite us with the kind of love that led him to die for us. Now that's hard. I'll be the first. I'm telling you right now, you know as well as I do, those of you attempting to live this. And I'm not even saying all of you are all about have it your way religion. There's probably maybe just a small handful of you here that maybe are into that, but you know, every time I hear that, give me Jesus and you can keep your organized religion, what I hear is the world speaking to me. That's not the Catholic faith. That's the world. See, the world believes religion is have it your way. That's what it believes. And you have become worldly, if that's what you believe. Because then you come at me, and I'm supposed to be a priest who makes you feel good about creating your own religion. And if I do that, I'm a good priest. And if I fail to do that, well, I'm a bad priest. But Jesus didn't send me to try to make you feel good about creating your own religion and having it your own way. He came and invited me to preach his kingdom. See, this altar is the altar of his kingdom, not your kingdom. He presides at this altar, not you, not even me. I'm a sacrament of him presiding. So even I'm subject to what's going on here. And see, that is what saves us. That's the new man. That's the new woman. And Jesus comes to us in this Eucharist. And I would just end with this, because there's a beautiful insert into our bulletin this weekend, and I hope you get a chance to read it. It's got some really nice information in there about how we receive the Eucharist. I think you would understand, based on what I've just said, that for me to go the body of Christ and for you to reach out and take it, that's the old man and the old woman, because you don't take salvation. You receive it. Or you receive it. See what I'm saying? And so at Holy Communion, the body of Christ is being offered to you, and you receive it reverently, lovingly, into your palm like this, or upon your tongue. And I know sometimes people try to set themselves up with the tongue, but see, that's a moving target, and it's kind of tough to get in there sometimes. So hold steady and just, body of Christ, amen, that's fine, because then we can aim it better, okay? And give our Lord some rest there and leave it there. And of course, when you receive it in your palm, you go, body of Christ, and you step to the side and consume, and then go back to your seat. But you receive salvation. The body of Christ, amen. Oh, no, I don't think we take that. And I usually, if someone does that, and it's happened, it can mean that they're from another denomination, and I ask them if they're Catholic. Or I just simply say, no, we receive salvation. And then they immediately go to this, which is what it is. That's what we're called to, brothers and sisters. What's coming to us from this altar is the true bread come down from heaven, first announced into the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary by the Father, now coming to us from the bosom of the Father onto this altar and into your heart to make of you new men and new women who are given in love to the world. And now at this time, we're going to have a new member join us in that self-donating love by having Mulan and his parents. And I'd like to invite the four of you to please come forward here to the baptismal font. And during this, we will be doing the creed together when they renew their baptismal font.